I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Native people are so very spiritual, it is easy for the enemy to exploit that by causing them to summon the spirit world on many occasions for many reasons. And in summoning the spirit world, the Bible does reveal to us, tragically, that if you summon the spirit world but you're not going through Jesus, that what you get is the other part of the spiritual world that brings darkness. You don't want it to be. You don't know that. They come in disguise. But so often it ends up creating a dark stronghold in people's lives. And so that is a part of it. But I'll tell you, the hope of Jesus is so compelling when you understand it. And you said this is about hope, and I'm so glad you emphasized that, because this is, we call it a summer of hope. The stories that our warriors tell to their people are called hope stories. And I got to thinking about the word hope. It's kind of a floaty word, you know. I hope. Hope. What is hope? How do you define hope? How do you know if you've got it? Well, for me, a definition of hope that works is it doesn't have to be the way it's always been. Now, where you live, you know what a long, cold, snowy winter can be like, right? Am I right about
true
that?
True enough, yes. Set. Thank you for the reminder, yes.
Yes, I know. It's only in Minnesota that I saw yardsticks on fire hydrants. That's right. But I'm like, what? But you know, in one of those deep snow years, and I've been up there during that time, you look around and you say, boy, this snow will always be here. It's never. I can't imagine this much snow going away. But we know there's a thing called spring. There's never been a winter without a spring. But hopelessness means it's always going to be winter for me. It's always been cold. It's always been dark. It's always been lonely. Hope, which Jesus represents, hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Hope means things that never could change before now can change because of the power of a risen Christ who conquered death and can conquer the darkness inside of each of us. That'll be the message that will go out loud and clear from young men and women who are alive today and wouldn't be today were it not for the hope that they've discovered in Jesus Christ. By the way, Neil, you mentioned the website, hopefornativeamerica.com. Yes, people can go there and get a Pray for Native America kit, but if you would like to take the step of sponsoring one of these young men and women who are going to be going out all these weeks to 11 reservations, they don't have folks back home they can send letters to and raise money to go on a missions trip. There's nobody to write to. So they are supported by people who are listening right now, and they own by people like you and me. And you can find out there, if God so leads you, how you can sponsor a day of one of those warriors, or a week, or a month.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.